Hello and welcome to Background Briefing. I'm Ian Masters and today we'll look into a number of stories and issues in the news. We'll begin in a moment and discuss the outgunned Libyan rebels who are fighting an army of professional mercenaries hired by a ruthless dictator and his psychotic sons, billionaire brats who throw lavish parties with entertainment by Beyoncé while a third of their people live in poverty in an oil-rich country. But the left, who supported the Sandinistas People Army against a dictator Somoza, do not support what is clearly a people's army fighting for freedom in Libya. Middle East expert Juan Cole joins us to examine this inconsistency. Then we'll examine another dictator killing his people who are risking their lives for freedom, Syria's Bashar al-Assad. David Lesh, a professor of Middle East history and author of The Line of Damascus, Bashar al-Assad and Modern Syria, joins us. Then finally, we explore the disconnect between the Republicans' claim that cutting the budget will create jobs, while all evidence points to the opposite. But yet the Democrats have not produced an alternative narrative as the Republicans claim victory and the press echoes the deficit hoax. Economist Dean Baker joins us to examine these false claims and the feckless response from the loyal opposition. Let's now turn to the discussion to a discussion on the left's response to the war in Libya and NATO's inability to apparently change the military situation on the ground. I'm joined by Dr. Juan Cole, who's a professor of modern Middle East history and South Asian history at the University of Michigan and president of the Global Americana Institute. Dr. Juan Cole is the author of Sacred Space and Holy War, The Ayatollahs and Democracy in Iraq, Napoleon's Egypt, Invading the Middle East, and Engaging the Muslim World. He is also the author of the blog Informed Comment at juancole.com. Welcome to Background Briefing, Dr. Juan Cole.
Thanks so much for having me on, Ian.
As I mentioned in the opening here, I'm personally sort of in dismay at the apparent inconsistency here, where I recall back covering the Sandinista revolution and the war in El Salvador, that there was so much support for the Sandinistas, which was clearly a people's army fighting a dictator, Somoza. Yet we have such an extraordinarily clear example of that now, where you have a people's army, people dressed in jeans and T-shirts, fighting a modern military machine manned by mercenaries like from Belarus and from Chad, paid for by this ruthless dictator and his psychotic billionaire brat sons. And yet there seems to be some, it's certainly a lack of support and quite often a hostility towards these freedom fighters. So go figure.
Yes, well, I think that the situation is made murky by Gaddafi's past support for some movements that are in turn supported by the left. So, you know, people remember him as a champion of the Palestinians, and he has supported other causes, the IRA and so forth, that are associated with the left. I think the full extent of the evil he has done to Africa is not known in general. There's excellent evidence that he was involved in promoting the wars in Sierra Leone and Liberia. In fact, Charles Taylor and his colleague in Sierra Leone both were trained at the Mataba camp in Libya. And he has intervened, in Chad and elsewhere. Probably hundreds of thousands of Africans are dead because of Gaddafi's interventions and ambitions in Africa.
Well, but he's thrown his money around and bought support. He actually threw a lot of billions of dollars of guilt money out in order to get off the hook for bombing a bunch of civilians at Lockerbie. And now he's got the African Union that he's given a lot of money to showing up now to try and broker a deal between him and the rebels. Clearly, Gaddafi wants to stay in power. But I don't understand, though, why leftists support these kind of billionaire brats. I mean, you know, they're upset about the Koch brothers and the malignant political influence they have. Yet these crooks have not only bought a bunch of academics at Harvard, they have, you know, entertained. They've been entertained by Beyonce, and they've wasted billions. I mean, they froze over $30 billion just sitting around in a bank account. That's the kind of money this family has to squander.
Yes, and the money really is Gaddafi's money. There's no transparency, no split between him and the state. He spends it as he likes. And on boondoggles, of course, he spreads a lot of it around to gain political influence in Africa itself. He pays 15% of the dues of the organizing expenses of the African Union. And then he gives stipends to many heads of state. Having the African Union mediate between Gaddafi and the rebels is not inviting in an honest broker. Yes, I mean, his sons have behaved disgracefully. The younger son, Hannibal, was arrested in Paris for hot-rodding his Ferrari drunken up and down the Champs-Élysées and almost killing people. To be fair to Beyonce, I'm quite sure she had no idea who these people were. But
Elton John must have known that he was entertaining Rush Limbaugh, who's a gay basher. Some of these entertainers ought to do their homework.
Yes, well, I don't disagree with you. I'm just saying that it is true that they have these lavish lifestyles. They're billionaire brats, as you say. And why they would attract any support of people who care about ordinary working people, I cannot understand. Now, the city of Misrata, which is being besieged by Gaddafi's forces, I mean, he's lined up rows of tanks in the downtown area of Misrata, is cut off. The food is not getting in by land.
You broke up there a bit. You're saying that the isolation, the siege of Misrata, he's cutting off food and water to his own people.
That's right, and shelling them. And you know, who lives in Misrata are workers. There's a big steel factory there. So the people who have risen up against Gaddafi in Misrata, are working class people. And why wouldn't they deserve the support of those who care about the working class?
So do you think that I don't know that the American left has much influence politically, but the European left probably has more influence. And if they feel the same way, that there's somehow some imperialist grab, and clearly the Europeans get their oil, a lot of their oil, particularly the oil that they get their diesel from Libya. But I'm just, my overall question is, why is NATO appearing so feckless? Are they influenced by this kind of, diffidence?
Oh, no. I think the NATO is quite serious about what it's doing. And it's just early days. Ian, from the air, since it's a fly zone and to some extent a no-drive zone, from the air, it's very difficult to target things, even if you know pilots, when people first start out, it's hard for them to find the airport from so high up. So for NATO to target in a precision way small vehicles like tanks and the Gaddafi forces now are camouflaging them. They're using more trucks. They're putting rocket batteries in the back of the trucks, and then they'll cover them with hay. So from the air, you can't see what that is. You don't want to risk killing a lot of civilians. Over time, the rebels will likely learn how to paint lasers on their enemies as targets. There will be some coordination. At the moment, there's no coordination between the rebels and the NATO pilots.
Well, I understand that the CIA people on the ground are not they're using laser designators to help the rebels target these people. And apparently it takes sometimes up to 8 hours from the time that they call in an airstrike to the time that NATO executes us. The CIA people on the ground are trying to find out who the Libyan opposition are. So it doesn't feel like NATO and the West is really on top of this.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, and I don't disagree. But I think that it's a matter of the newness of the operation. It's a complex thing, and there are problems of integration of command and getting orders given promptly and so forth. But you know, the NATO has been in Afghanistan for years, and these kinds of slow responses and screw-ups still happen there.
What about cutting off the supplies, military supplies, and most importantly, the mercenaries? Gaddafi's apparently hiring mercenaries and special forces from Lukashenko's dictatorship in Belarus. Apparently there's an open call there. Hello, did I lose you, Juan? Again, I'm speaking with Dr. Juan Cole, who's professor of modern Middle East history and South Asian history at the University of Michigan, and he's president of the Global Americana Institute. Dr. Juan Cole is the author of Sacred Space and Holy War, The Ayatollahs and Democracy in Iraq, Napoleon's Egypt Invading the Middle East, and his latest book is Engaging the Muslim World. He's also the author of the very popular blog Informed Comment at juancole.com. We're going to take a brief station break, and we'll be back talking with David Lesh.